everything's all settled, because that's not, it's in making.
Yeah, right.
And we don't know what's going to become of it. And it's still in the, it's a case yet. And
isn't this interesting, though, that this stuff is happening?
Yeah.
Now?
And this is the way I get the history from my grandfather about them coming in to the basin, because all of those people that got in trouble with the army, they all disappeared. They all scattered. They never could find any of them until they come in voluntary into the basin. And that's when my grandfather told me about what took place. Says, you know, I imagine he was one of the gang that was really mean.
Mean?
Mean grandfather, you know. Because, I don't know, he was thinking ahead all the time about what's going to happen, because he was with those outlaws. And I imagine he got a lot of that from them, what was going to happen. Because the law was after them. And they,
the outlaws would have been his best friend.
Right.
Yeah.
And
for that reason.
Yeah. And when they came in and they started getting these allotments, a lot of the people resented that, especially the carrot eaters. And they had council there, day after day.
Now, was this when they were in the Uinta Basin?
Mm-hmm.
Getting allotments.
Yeah, and they had, well, the government people would bring in the proposals to the Indians and explain it to them. And one of the Indians, I don't know which one it was, but anyway, one of the chiefs, one of the carrot eater chiefs, says, "Give me that paper." And the man gave it to him. "This is a way to do it." Tore the paper up. "Here, you can have it now." He says, "We don't want it. Do you understand that?" That's what this Indian told his government man. "So you understand that?" He says, "We mean it. We don't want it." And you know that means many things ahead of us. We're going to be crowded up, and we won't have any place to go. That's what that means.
The allotments were little lots for each of the Indian families. Instead of land and...
As a whole thing like that. And
totally.
They didn't want it that. So they resented that, and I guess they must have been there for about 4 or 5 years, I guess, wrangling over it. And that's the time when the carrot eaters left the basin. And they went to South Dakota. Of all the carrot eaters, I guess, only except my grandfather. And I don't know how many there were, but I know my grandfather was one. And very few people.
You have a family of rebels.
And he stayed. And he said he's going to face them.
Yeah, that's what your family is.
And they went up. They were gone for about, I don't know just how many years, but anyway, they made a little reservation in the foot of the Black Hills, and they call it the Cherry Creek Reservation. That's just a small plot for the Ute Indians.
With the Sioux, didn't they?
Yeah, they were right with the Sioux
there. Their former enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that.
And a lot of the children went to the boarding school up to Pine Ridge, the Ute children. And I remember them. I remember talking to one man, a Sioux man, when I went to Pine Ridge to summer school. He asked me what tribe I belonged to. And I told her, I says, you were one of our enemies. And he says, you guys, the Ute people, mm-hmm. were the toughest that the Sioux faced. He says, even while two Ute could annihilate 20, 30 Indians, Sioux. I don't know how they did it, but they did it. They were fighters, they're smart people. Outwit us, says, many times. Says, my grandfather told me that. And he says, you were good people. You stood on your feet. You know what you were doing. But us Sioux, why, we just, anybody can say anything, you're going to wrap us around finger, make us do anything.
Well, they sure had a reputation of what's mean.
Yeah.
Just
they
killers.
They were mean.
Fierce.
And,